Hi everyone, Halina here from the Joykeepers Network, and today I have the great, great pleasure of getting to speak with one of our co-leaders, Diane McLean, who is also a friend, and I have some questions for her that I would love to hear what answer she will bring us. Really excited about it. But since you don't know Diane as well as I do, I better tell you a little bit about her. So Diane is a transformational leadership coach and facilitator, a holistic healer and health coach, and a sustainability architect. Diane has recently woven together her experience and passions into her current leadership offerings centered around evolutionary leadership and the raising of conscious awareness to help leaders to create a more sustainable future. Diane also has a strong spiritual background, and it is through her meditation and energy healing practices that she has come to explore the energies of love and joy and deep and expanding levels. And again, last but not least, Diane is a member of the Joykeepers Network leadership team. So welcome, Diane. So good to see you here.
Thank you, Halina. I'm excited to be here with you today.
Great.
As always.
Yes.
So good to see you.
Thank you. So there's a question that I've never asked you before. And okay, here it comes. So the question is, what was your very first memory of joy?
I don't know if it's a first memory, but it's an all the time memory as a child. I think joy naturally came through me as movement. So I was always jumping. I was always jumping and dancing and moving around. And I wasn't that big on talking. I was kind of a quiet child, but I was always jumping and moving and dancing and playing. My grandfather even gave me the nickname of Jumper. So it was just that was my natural state, to just be twirling and jumping and dancing and just kind of being in that natural state, totally connected to that God frequency energy of just pure joy and love. And it wasn't something that I thought about, or I can even think back to, oh, there was a specific time or place where this came up. It's just that's how I operated with everything.
Oh God, I love it. When you speak about it, I can feel it. And it reminds me, I don't have children myself, but when I walk or when I did work with children, or when I'm in the supermarket, when I see children do just that, I go like, oh. And this is what we all react, because it's maybe, we are joy jumpers by nature.
Joy jumpers.
And we can feel that. We can feel that in children. We don't do it as grown up. We don't jump so much, but children do it. Like they cannot contain it, right?
And can't contain it. It just happens. Joy happens.
Fantastic. Thank you for reminding us of it, because we've all done it, right?
We've all done it. Well, hopefully.
Although some hopefully more than others, I can understand. I mean, it sounds like it was like really strong with you. That's wonderful.
Yes.
So fast forward a few decades, and here we are, and there has been a long and interesting life. I know that.
Absolutely.
So how was your relationship with joy? And I mean, did you just keep jumping, or how do you connect with joy today? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I didn't keep jumping. But what I did do, and I, just in reflecting on it, the jumping translated somewhat into, I still love to dance. I love to swim. I love to have those walks in nature on the beach or in the forest. And those are places where I really feel connected to the oneness of all life, that oneness with God, that God energy coming through me. It still happens so joyously when I'm in that place of movement, when I can just allow it to move through me. And yes, over the decades, there's, you know, we all have lots of challenges that come up. And so in the challenges, I definitely got lost in, because I'm an empath and an energy healer, as I've said. And so the world, at some point, I don't know exactly when it happened, just going to school and life happening, it felt harsh. Honestly, you know, it's like the energies of the world felt a bit harsh to me. And so kind of, it took me more inward, which now I know has been part of my spiritual path, to go inward and find more, a deeper connection with that, with God, with myself, and to be able to find a connection to the world through my connection with my self-love and with God. And so it really helps me to be able to stay in a field of joy when I allow myself to remember through movement, mm-hmm. and through, when sometimes it's my breath in meditation, you know, that takes me inward and it takes me to a place where there's an expansive field, you know, and I can hold a space of God presence. I can hold a space for divine love and joy. And what I've noticed is that there's this, this feeling of gratitude that comes through at the same time. It's like when I'm totally connected to myself, totally connected with the divine, and really feeling that deep love, there's a feeling of gratitude in that place. And I the more that I do it, the more I can practice just being in it, going through life, but it's hard to describe, right? Mm-hmm. Because we all come to it in very different ways. But when it happens, there's this desire in me to express, mm-hmm. you know, this desire to, it's still about, you know, the swimming and the dancing, and it's expanded to yoga and Tai Chi and, you know, all kinds of things with movement. And so, and now it's, as I've gotten older and I've been through a lot of life and a lot of experience, it starts to happen through my speaking as well. You know, when I'm doing public speaking, or when I'm coaching and sharing my gifts and sharing my authenticity, and you get in the flow, and it's movement of breath through me, movement of my words and concepts and things that I love to share. So there's a deep love and a deep gratitude for life. And then as that happens, the joy just starts to bubble up and it wants to express out. You know, it just has this desire to express. Yeah. And I feel joy as that, as a thing about that I'm totally connected in oneness with spirit, oneness with myself. And then it just has a natural expression out into life.
Wow, I love this. Also, because you remind us that there is this connection between joy and our body, and then we forget it, but then we come back to it. So right now I get this sense that, you know, people think of Tai Chi and yoga and things like that, just as an example, as you know, this serious spiritual practice, which is also with all due respect, but it can also be that coming back to joy, coming back to the original connection between our joy in our body, our joy in our voice, our joy in our expression.
Absolutely.
What a beautiful reminder. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so within that, what I found is that there are really like three levels where we get disconnected, where we all seem to kind of in sometimes in our lives we experience these things because we have these life challenges, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll get disconnected from ourselves, we'll get disconnected from spirit or the universe or nature, the divine presence, however people connect to that. And we also get disconnected from each other, right? From the world. Mm-hmm. We coincide and we get disconnected. And we see a lot of that in our world today where there's so much disconnection and so much need for connection. Mm-hmm. That coming back to that is there, for me, it's like a three-pronged approach because we're coming back to ourselves and being fully in ourselves and recognizing the divine being that we are and allowing that love and joy to bubble up. We're connecting to that larger field of the universe and knowing that it's really, no matter what the challenges are that's going on, it's really there to help us and that all of life is really organizing around our highest success. And so there's a connection with that. And then when we're coming into the world, there's a connection with each other. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, it's like we're seeing the reflection of who we are and who everyone that we come into contact is. Seeing the love and the joy through others and allowing that oneness to happen. And I think that's a really important component of our joy, realizing our oneness.
Absolutely. And you know, the way you express it, it's really what the Jyoti Bus Network is about, is because of that, right?
Yes.
So wonderful to have you on board.
Building and connection.
Yeah. So Diane, what else would you like to share with us about either your experiences or your insights or something that you would like to share with our listeners and our members? What comes to mind?
Well, I was thinking about that question and I really came up with more of an experience that I wanted to share.
Mm-hmm.
One of my life experiences, which it was a very powerful experience, and yet it hasn't been a big part of my life. It's just there, you know, that I'll always come back to. But it was a very interesting time for me. It was quite a long time ago, but I was on vacation in Hawaii, mm-hmm. on the beautiful island of Maui. And I was swimming, right? That's part of my joy. I was swimming in this beautiful bay on Maui and had done a little snorkeling in the coral reefs. But this time I was just swimming and just feeling this sense of joy and bliss, really being in that water and this oneness of spirit. And all of a sudden I looked up and there was one of these Hawaiian monster waves coming at me. It was this huge wave. And it's like, oh my God. And so I didn't really have time to think. I just kind of dove under it. I thought, well, that's kind of what you do with waves. Just dive. It's like, I didn't know what else to do. And then I started to feel it sort of take me. And it tumbled me and tumbled me and tumbled me and tumbled me. And I'm kind of like, okay, Diane, just breathe. Just allow it to take you. Just go with the flow. Just stay in spirit. Stay in your... in the divinity of the moment, and don't panic and just let it take you. And I did. And I allowed it to tumble me and tumble me. And it seemed like forever. I don't know how long it was. Maybe it was only a couple, 2 or 3 minutes, but it was seemed like forever.
Mm.
And it finally tumbled me out to the shore. And I was like, okay, you know, I made it. And then I'm kind of like getting up, shaking off. And then I realized along the beach, there were all these people standing there. Are you okay? Are you okay? And it was just, it was quite an experience. But it's given me a lot of reflection as I go through my own challenges in life, which is why I wanted to share it with all of you here today. Because what it has taught me is that, yes, life tumbles us. Life tumbles us. And when we go back and we stay in that place of centeredness and knowingness and breathe, well, I wasn't breathing under the water, but kind you of. Get the idea. Yeah. Yeah, you kind of just, allow, be in that place of allowing that it does tumble us back into our highest good, and where we are. And in that process, we can feel joy even through the tumbling.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much, Diane. That is so inspiring and so deeply true. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Wonderful. Well, everyone, thank you for listening as well. And we look forward to sharing some more interviews with you, with more people, more questions. But before we do, I warmly invite you to connect with Diane, to visit her on LinkedIn. There will be a link to LinkedIn, to her website, below this video, and to be continued. Thanks again.